The Democratic National Committee selected former Labor Secretary Tom Perez as its new chair over the weekend, with Congressman Keith Ellison being chosen as vice chair. The new leaders are charged with re-energizing the party at the local and national levels. Celinda Lake is one of the Democratic Party's leading political strategists and the president of Lake Research Partners. She's in the Valley for an event this evening presented by the Arizona Family Health Partnership. She'll be focusing on the impact of poverty on reproductive health care and related policies, and she joins me for a few minutes. Celinda, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here with us. So briefly, is reproductive health care for lower-income Americans in a lot of trouble in a Trump administration, and are you concerned about funding for Planned Parenthood on top of that?
Very concerned about both. And it's ironic because it's at a time when, health care is also in jeopardy. And so coverage for birth control is in jeopardy for all women. And it is a time when teen pregnancy has been going down. So obviously something has been working, and we don't want to back off from what we've been doing.
Do you expect to see a real legislative push? And do you think there are enough, perhaps, Republicans in the Senate who would try to block that?
Well, that is actually exactly what people are looking at. And there are a number of senators, particularly women senators, like Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, who have strong records of supporting Planned Parenthood in the past and who have supported reproductive health care for women and understand that reproductive health care for all women is an economic issue.
Now, the DNC named its new chair this week, as I said, Tom Perez, but that doesn't mean there isn't disagreement within the party. But how important is that role, and what do you think of Tom Perez in that position?
Oh, I think it's very exciting, and I think the team of Tom Perez and Keith Ellison, and there are several other vice chairs as well, just couldn't be more exciting. I think that Trump has been very focusing for Democrats and for independents alike, and obviously Senator McCain has been one of the people who's raised a lot of questions about Trump's leadership. And I think that what we have to do, though, is start not from the top down but from the bottom up. And both Keith Ellison and Tom Perez are very bottom grassroots-type politicians. They're also politicians who speak strongly to economic issues and people's personal pocketbook experiences.
So is it fair to say then that the Democratic Party has not spent enough time, money, and energy on those lower local and state races?
Well, we spent some time, but I think it's fair to say that we haven't spent enough. And I think all of us agree strongly that we need to put more energy and effort there. So that's what they'll be doing, but not just with state and local races, but with the voters who turned out in record numbers in Arizona and with local activists as well.
Let's come back a little bit to Tom Perez. In that role, you know, because that is more of the top role, and you're talking about bringing things from lower and going higher, is he in a position where he has to, we always talk about money, I guess we have to, does he have to raise money? Is that part of what the chair has to do?
Oh, it's a big part of what the chair has to do. But what I'm hoping is that you'll see more people tapping into, and the party will tap in more aggressively to the low donor contributions and the kinds of people that Bernie Sanders mobilized, the kinds of women that Hillary Clinton mobilized. Hillary Clinton was the first candidate ever to have more donations from women than from men.
Is this a time, you sound optimistic, but is this a time where the Democratic Party, at least nationally, needs to sort of reset itself to some extent and decide whether it's going to be a progressive party and try to be more sort of middle of the road?
You know, I think that's a completely false debate.
Okay.
But it's a really good question because it is one of the debates that you see, and I think it's a very damaging debate. I think that Donald Trump is very focusing, and it's not about left or right. Is it left or middle to have birth control for low-income women? Is it left or right to protect Social Security? Is it left or right to want to fund education, public education, have good public schools? I don't think these are moderate or liberal positions. I think these are American positions.
Have Democrats nationally reacted too strongly to Hillary Clinton's loss as if it were the sky is falling because Donald Trump is the one who won? Or, as you've said, has that ended up, as long as things don't get too rough for some Democrats, is it okay to have that person that they can focus on disliking his policies, fighting his policies, and coming up with better ones?
Well, I think that what people are looking for is a combination of standing up for what we believe in, providing alternatives. And I think resistance is very important, but I think it's also important for us to share what the alternative view is and what are the reasons for that resistance. That said, I think Democrats have both opportunities and challenges that make us look beyond the presidency. In the Midwest, in rural America, in other regions, we lost deeply down the ticket, and we've lost over 1,000 state legislative seats, et cetera. So I think we have to focus on more than Donald Trump. And then there are the great opportunities. There are three states, I think, that provide the future for the Democratic Party: Ohio, Arizona, and Texas. And those are states that we saw record mobilization of voters and record potential to mobilize voters and great local office holders running for office. So I think here in Arizona, the Democrats have a great future and we have to seize it.
And we'll watch that very closely. Celinda Lake is a leading political strategist for the Democratic Party, also president of Lake Research Partners. She is in the Valley for an event this evening.